Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle, do you feel like a goddess?
Yes, and I really feel like one, and an ageless one at that, when I'm turned upside down in the mirror.
So everything's going
the right direction.
An ageless... That's right. As we age, everything is heading south.
Yes.
And it's just, and we're looking for ways to hold it all up. I don't know. You know, there's got to be a secret to ageless living. And of course there is. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing this wonderful show on Goddesses Never Age, the secret to ageless living, with our wonderful friend, Dr. Christiane Northrup, who is a visionary pioneer and a leading authority in the field of women's health and wellness. And for crying out loud, if you haven't bought one of her books by now, what a loser. Come on, wake up.
You're a loser. Ain't that the truth?
I mean, come on. Seriously, especially since she quoted me in her first book. So, Dr. Chris, it is so good to have you on Her Radio. And we're going to talk about a brand new book. I wasn't kidding around. Goddesses Never Age, the Secret Prescription for Radiance, Vitality, and Well-Being. And this is going to be launching February 24th. And you could pre-buy it right now, pre-purchase. February 24th is when it's coming out, but you can just get in line right now. Get that pre-order in at Amazon. So, Chris, welcome to Her Radio. Tell us, what is this ageless thing? What's it like to live ageless, let alone as a goddess?
Okay, what it really is about is the concept that a lot of what we call aging is decline and deterioration from oxidative stress in the body, from lack of movement through gravity, through thinking old, and all the rest of it. So here's the adage that I got from Dr. Mario Martinez, who wrote The Mind-Body Code. Getting older is inevitable. Aging is optional. And that's really what I'm talking about, because we don't use the term aging until mostly around 40 or 50. And then people say really stupid things like, now that I'm 40, it's natural for me to have aches and pains and for things to start failing. And what you and I both know, Pam, is that a lot of it is just lifestyle. Oxidative stress, I mean, we can see the beginning of what we call aging in one's in childhood, actually. The Bogalusa Heart Study showed fatty streaks in the arteries of children, depending on their diet. Joan Vernikos, who wrote Sitting Kills, Movement Heals, and was the life sciences director for NASA when John Glenn went into space, said, oh my God, space and being weightless is actually a model for aging. Because when those astronauts get off the space shuttle, or used to, they had a wide-based gait, like they were old, they'd lost their balance, bone density had decreased, cardiac function decreased. But as soon as those guys and gals were back into a gravitational field, they regained those functions. Well, the average American is sitting 8 to 10 hours a day.
Amen.
And that is actually a model for what we call aging. Like when you sit all day, you begin to actually lay down dense fascia and bone in your hip joints. So the key here is to understand what part is inevitable and what part is optional. And what I've found through my own life and my own research is a heck of a lot of it is optional.
So Dr. Northrup, I couldn't agree more with you about people are just sitting. They aren't getting up out of their chairs or out of the bed. But why do you think people, women especially, hate to grow older? That's a question.
Because for 5,000 years, we have been brought up under the what we would call the belief system of patriarchy, which is the rule of the fathers, and it's fueled by many of the Judeo-Christian beliefs that the downfall of humanity came about because someone named Eve ate an apple. And in the Old Testament, it says, "And she shall bring forth her children in pain and suffering to pay for the sin of Eve." Now, this stuff, you would think it would not affect us.
Right.
But the truth is, if you look at many of the major religions, I remember my sister's wedding, and she just said a standard service, and wives, you will obey your husbands. You don't have any say in the matter. This stuff is in our bone marrow. And so what it means is that if you are a woman much over the age of 25 in many cultures, you're beginning to lose value. Now, that's all changing because of people like us having
right.
shows like this.
Right.
However, that, I know people, I delivered babies for years, and when the second child was a girl, the woman would turn to her husband and say, "I'm sorry, honey." So that's where it comes from.
Ooh, that's
we all
awful.
Have
well,
this.
Well, you know, Chris,
that's
Chris,
awful.
Can I ask you, is this another reason why, you know, you are using the word goddess? I'm really curious about why you went to that place in the title of the book. Instead of saying women never age, the secret, it's goddesses. What was that about?
What that was about was this divine force in our bodies that's connected to the earth and to heavens, that our divinity, our specific feminine divinity, not God the Father. Because when you ask people, they see God as an old man with a beard, many people. I've been bad. God is Santa Claus. You've been naughty. You've been nice. But the truth is that there's everything in nature is two things. There's black, there's white, there's male and female. There's only two genders, male and female. I know there's a big mix these days, but still, we have had God the Father for a long time. When a woman begins to see herself as a goddess, as a vessel in whom the female face of God, the divine, comes, then everything changes. And so I very on purpose used the word goddess, even though I knew it was highly controversial. My PBS show on this material, by the way, is called Glorious Women Never Age, because for PBS, the word goddess was not acceptable. And
I'm actually very shocked about that. To say that. Michelle, what were you saying?
Well, you know, I really want to know about how does pleasure keep us young? Because I know that's something that you talk about in the book. So I'm curious as to, we don't have much time, but, you know, maybe you can tell us a couple things why pleasure keeps us young and how do we get
yeah.
that pleasure?
Okay. The mechanism is nitric oxide, a gas produced by a bit of the endothelial lining of the entire cardiovascular system. And as you know, there's a capillary within a micron of every cell in the body. When you are experiencing pleasure of any kind, exercise, sex, meditation, you produce a huge amount of the gas, nitric oxide, which is the uber neurotransmitter that balances serotonin, beta endorphin, dopamine, all the things for which so many people are taking antidepressants. We are an atonement culture. We believe that suffering buys us something. And the truth is, it's exactly the opposite. I learned from Jenna LaFlamme, who wrote a wonderful new book called Pleasurable Weight Loss, that what we call mindfulness, you know, Ellen Langer at Harvard,
right.
Has done all these amazing experiments showing the reversal of decline and deterioration when people learn how to be mindful and live as though they were in their prime. The markers associated with aging actually reverse, and we've shown that. So,
oh,
Jenna,
I love that. The, you know, and it, Chris, I want to
yeah.
hop in there. I want everyone to make sure to read Goddesses Never Age, The Secret Prescriptions for Radiance, Vitality, and Well-Being by our wonderful friend, Dr. Christian Northrup. Thank you so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.